today, and thank you, God, for just, Lord God, putting us in the right place, Lord God, where your name will be glorified and honored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 5, and let's read beginning verse 1 until verse 11. But a man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge, he kept back for himself some of the proceeds, and brought only a part of it, and laid it in the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived with this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but God. When Ananias heard this word, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard of it. The young man rose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things. Blessed the reading of the word of God. Amen. Yeah, it is a bit, you know, hearing this kind of story in the Bible and in this early morning seems that, you know, a bit strange, but sometimes we need to be reminded with the word of God, gospel, time to time, that sometimes what we can hear or the word is read, recorded in the Bible, sometimes we, in this early time of our, don't want to hear this kind of a story, right? But I do believe we need to be reminded of this kind of a story. So after the Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, the coming and the baptism of the Holy Spirit to the disciples, and then we have read in chapter 2 that Peter, with the power, empowerment of the Holy Spirit, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, stood up and preached the gospel to all the people and races that is in that place during that time. And we have read that, you know, God, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, touch and convict all the heart of men that have heard the good news. And at that time, the birth of the church came. And we have known that most 3,000 new believers who received the Lord Jesus Christ in that time. And that is the early church of the beginning of the birth of church. Now, the church, the character of the church, if you could read in Acts chapter 2 from verse 37 to 47, and also in Acts chapter 4, verse 32 to 35, this church is so wonderful. You know, they devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles. They are in unity in the spirit, and all things have in common, sharing to the needy, and even others selling their properties and whatever the proceeds, they put it and lay it on the feet of the apostles, so that everyone they could distribute it to those who are in need. So beautiful and wonderful the work of God to the church in that time. But when we go in chapter 5, it's a sudden change of event. Wherein in chapter 5 recorded the first believer that had been died. And it's only one, but it was a couple. It's recorded they died not because of, you know, persecutions. They died not because of the people that is not believers. They died because of lying to the Holy Spirit, lying to God. When I'm reading this, I was actually struck when I'm meditating this, that God, you birthed the church, and as early as in that beginning of a church, you have already, you know, show or yourself, express yourself that, you know, lying to God is really a serious, you know, sin unto Him. No one saw the hearts of the couples. They seemed perfect, but they weren't. They believed that they could deceive the apostles, but they forgot that God cannot be mocked. Now, in this story, you'll be reminded in three lessons that we could see. First is that if you have time to plan the idea, you have time to abandon it. If you have time to plan the idea, you have time to abandon it. Ananias and Sapphira could say, oh, this is not the right thing to do. Let us hand over all this money. Because during that time, many of the believers, followers of Christ, being touched by the Lord, probably they can show other members that they have in need. So others, that those who have a piece of properties on lands, they sell it and they brought it to the feet of the apostles so that they can distribute it to those who are in need. And now Ananias and Sapphira knew what is happening. They are part of that first congregation, and they did it also to sell their properties But we could see when we read that chapter of the verses that they did not bring or brought all the proceeds of that they have, you know, or the money that they have been sold, get in selling their properties. But instead that they should do what is right, but that is not the case that they have done. They decided instead to do their evil plan, and that cost them so much. They have time to, you know, I think that the first is they have this good motive because they see it, what the Lord are doing on those people that is selling their properties and share it. But it changed around when they have sold and received the amount of money. So actually, probably they talk about it with Sapphira and his wife to what to do the money, and we have read that Sapphira agreed to this plan that they were not going to, and that they will take back some of the money. If there's something today, if there's something that we can do to change things that is not right and have the opportunity to do it, don't let it go. Not everyone has the chance to change it or to do it, what is right, just like what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. So first, if you have time to plan the idea, you have time to abandon it. Second, that we could learn to this story is choose the right people in your circle. Choose the right people in your circle. So probably during the time when Ananias and Sapphira is, you know, discussing about what they're going to do with the money, probably said, oh, all those proceeds, they put it on the feet of the apostles. One of the time that when they are looking on the sum of amount of money and they start, you know, having that plot to take back some of money. Imagine, church, that if only Sapphira did not agree to the plan of Ananias, the story should have been different. If they decided instead to complete the evil, but they decided, or probably if Sapphira advises Ananias, no, don't do it. Let's do the right thing. But instead, they do what is not right. Humans, we people are inclined, because of our, you know, nature, being a sinful man, we are inclined to do evil. But one thing that we should look around, do we have a people, the people who advise us, who tell us when we are wrong and to help us improve? If not, if the people around you, or the people, you know, your friend, or even that is encircled you, is not helping you to change and improve, I think it starts to change your environment. The Bible tells us about right people to be around with us. One that can strengthen us spiritually. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, it said, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." Apostle Paul are encouraging the church in Thessalonians that they are continue to encourage and build up one another. We should look on those people, encircle us of those people that are encouraging us spiritually and building us spiritually. Also in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, said, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Meaning is, let us, you know, look on the people that will point us, guide us, encourage us, and make us, you know, to look on focus towards of love and goodness. This is the people that we should let to be in our circle or near to our life. Check the people that you include in your circle. Are they sharing Christ to you? Are they sharing that you may continue to live the right and truth and obey the word of God, that you may be saved eternal, or and not go to hell? Or are they dragging you to eternal damnation? I think it's about time for us, church, to check the people around us. If they are sharing you, they are encouraging you and building you up to live a holy life according to the truth of the Word of God and obedient to the Word of God, then that is the right people and the right person to be around you. If that people is dragging you instead of going to church, loving one another, building up one another, encouraging one another, but they are doing in the other way around, gossiping, doing false testimony, you know, inviting you to a place that is not good in accordance to the Word of God, that's not the right people to be around with. Just like, you know, what has happened to this story. If that is the case, start changing your environment, praying that people will brought you and bring people around you that is a true believers of Christ, that will encourage your spirit walking in the kingdom of God righteously and build you up as a true believer in Christ, building up by sharing the word of God and the truth of the word of God and living the word of God. So that is the second, choose the right people to be in your circle. Now third, The heart is worth more than appearance. Now, Ananias and Sapphira, wanted to be seen doing a good deed, just like the other, you know, disciples or new convert or believers. They are selling their properties. If we say that okay, that they don't want to be seen, they just sold the properties and just kept the money. But instead, what they did is just they go in order people to be seen that they are doing good, and they brought this part of the proceed that they have sold, and but they have kept some of the money. However, they took only part of it for the others to see. They think that, you know, they can deceive. They think that they can hide. They think that the apostles cannot, you know, they will not learn and to know what they are doing, that they kept some of the money. But they cannot hide in the eyes of God. It seems that they are doing right, but God sees what is in their heart. Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 said, God looks at the heart. This is the time when God sent forth Samuel to anoint the new king. Because Saul now is not doing the right thing in the eyes of God. And they went to the house of Jesse, and all the sons had been lined up. And even Samuel said, this is the one, he's a huge man, he's a big man, he's fitted to be king. And then after all those sons has been, you know, presented to him, and the Holy Spirit speak to him, God speak to him, that it's not with them, it's not those sons. And he said, is there another one? Yes. That is, Jesse did not, you know, present it because, you know, this man is small man. He's just, you know, tending a flock. But God sees this small man, this young man, heart, that is having the heart of a true king and a true shepherd. And his name is David. Same thing, what he said. God said to him that he's not look on what is in outward. He's not looking on what is, you know, we have outward. What matters most, what God is seeing, is what is in our heart. God doesn't care. It seems to be a good Christians, that you are involving in so many ministries, that you made a good, you know, books to read on. You do a missionary work left and right. You preach a good message. That is all wonderful and good things. But if our heart is away from God, all those things are nothing. What matters most to God is our heart to him. If we are all focused on the activities, but our heart is far away from him, it is nothing. Because God looks at the heart. God looks and saw the heart of Ananias and Sapphira, and they done wicked things, and they paid so much. Today, we can review our lives and ask ourselves, are we doing the things to approve by men, or are we doing the things to be approved by God? As I ask Wesley to lead us in worship, let's allow the Holy Spirit to speak in our heart right now. Are we pleasing men? Is it our activities is to show the men that you can do it, that you are so active. This seems perfect Christians. But how is it really is your personal walk with God? We know that we cannot nothing in hidden in the eyes of God. All is laid bare, and yes, we can hide our true selves to other people, to fellow Christians, but we cannot hide the true selves in the eyes of God. It's not too late, church. He's always here, waiting for us just to come, run to Him, and focus our hearts and our lives to Him alone, to please Him, to glorify Him. This story pertains about the money, but it's always been applicable to many facets of our lives. May it be in serving, may it be in the way you work. Are you working to glorify God and to please Him? In Colossians chapter 3 verse 17 said, in everything you do, do it for the glory of God. Church, let's begin to focus God, to please Him. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead us to the right people. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead us to do the right things. And just give our heart unto God. Let's worship.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Holy Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. So give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Your face, O God of Jacob, O God, let us be a generation that seeks Your face, O God of Jacob. We bow our hearts. Generation.
Yes, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Let us be a generation that seek, Lord God, you with all our heart. Thank you, Father God, for you are a forgiving God. Lord, even Lord God, our sin is like the biggest sheep on earth. But your forgiveness, Lord God, is like the vast, wide oceans that in your eyes, Lord, it's just like a speck because of your love and your mercy unto us. Help us, O God, to seek you in our heart, Lord God. Help us, Father God, and lead us and even make us to be a right person, Lord God, to continue encourage and build up fellow Christians. Probably some of us, Lord, have some friends, even families, that haven't heard the good news of Christ, of salvation, of the gospel. Father, help us, Lord God, to have that boldness and courage to be a true believers in Christ, to share the gospel. That we will not withhold, Lord God, the truth that we have been received from you. The truth that gives life. Truth that is the light in our way, in our path. Truth that leads to eternal life. Thank you, Father, for your great love. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and grace. Thank you, Father God, for this prayer. In Jude, Lord, said that now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, but now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for your hands that lifting us up and protecting us as always, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's come now to our prayer focus for today. Let's lift up those who are battling cancer and having chemo and radiation therapy and surgery, praying for the hands of God to lay hands upon them and continue bring miracles unto them. Let us pray. So lift up those who are having illness or needed also to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. Pray God, to God that God will bring laborers to just share the gospel and harvest those souls for Christ, for His glory and honor, and also bring miracles and healing in their illnesses. Let us pray. Also lift up those who have infirmities, praying God that lay hands on that part of their body, that the healing balm of God is continuing to flow from the top of their head and to the tip of their toes, and bring miracles and healing on their bodies. Let us pray. So also lift up those who are having COVID. Pray for God's healing, fast recovery, that no long-term effect of this virus. At the same time, pray also for those who are in frontline medical workers. Pray for the covering and protection, love, for covering and protection with their families as well. Comfort and wisdom upon them. Let us pray. Also lift up our those who are praying for job. Pray for God's provision, faith to continue to rise, perfect timing, and open doors, favor from God. Let us pray. Also lift up those who are for our mission focus for today. Pray for SPBJ, for Pastor Hang Su, his family, and his congregation, SPS8, for Pastor Ricky and his family, Chong's family, and other church that is been deployed in China. Pray for God's cover, protection and covering. Pray for God's strength, encouragement. Pray that God continue, Lord, making them invincible and invisible to the eyes of the enemies. Pray for continue prospering the sharing of the gospel in that place. Let us pray. So also lift up our board. Pray for the wisdom of the Lord to continue flow amongst them. Pray for the unity in the Spirit. And yeah, pray for covering and protection to each one of them and their family as well, that they may continue to hear the voice of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. So lift up our fellowship, the Young Adults Ministry, Single Life Workshop, Men's Ministry, Monday Lunchtime Prayer, Women's Ministry, and every Wednesday Lunchtime Prayer. So let's lift up that God will continue to raise men and women and using this fellowship to nurture, to equip, and use this fellowship to bring more souls to be saved. The kingdom of God for His glory alone. Let us pray. So lift up our hospitality, the welcoming by P. Samuel, barista by Caleb, and logistic by Tim. Praying that, you know, God will touch the government, that will really lift it up, the restriction with regards to, you know, even having some food, so we could have more fellowship, and while having this wonderful coffee, that God will use this fellowship as well, and pray for the welcoming, that you know God will give them anointing, that warm welcome presence of the Holy Spirit to everyone that is coming. And also praying for the wisdom for, you know, handling all those activities and even, you know, all the properties of this church to be all used for the glory and honor of God. Let us pray. Also lift up all the pregnant mother in our church. Pray for covering and protection both the babies and the mom as they come to the near of the term. Praying for peace, praying for joy, praying for covering with the blood of Jesus upon them, praying for, you know, blessing, joy in the hearts of the parents and also people around them. Thank you, and let's pray. So also pray for the house church that we're meeting tonight, Chaiti, Fortress, Jaya, Kings Court, TST, and Westville. Pray for God's covering and protection upon them. Pray for God's centered fellowship, God's glorifying fellowship. And may His truth and His guidance and His presence be upon every meeting. And let it be praying for love and cares, joy, as they're having this fellowship with the Lord. Let us pray. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We thank you, God, for sealing all those prayers, God, by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for hearing it, Lord. Thank you for answered prayers that in your perfect timing, Lord God, that we just, Lord God, receive those answered, oh Lord God, those answers of these prayers. That one by one we could see, Lord God, every day, Lord God, that that list will be reduced and praise report will just coming in to glorify you and honor you. Thank you, Father God, for the faithful ones that you have called today and every day of the EMPs to just standing in the gap, praying for one another, interceding, and just receiving praise. Your word, your instructions, your truth, your admonitions, O Lord God, and your encouragement. May your word, God, continue to encourage us and build us to the power of your Holy Spirit, that it will not just a word of information, but it's a word that gives life, light unto us, because it is powerful, Lord God. And we bless you, we honor you. Thank you, Father God, and glory and strength and adoration to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless, church. Enjoy your prayer. And see you again tomorrow.